Right now, it's time to check in with Penny Rich, chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. A lot going on this week in Orange County government and Orange County economic development in particular with the big announcement yesterday from Well. Thank you, Penny, for being here.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm not bad. My voice is a little crackly, so.
That's fine.
Yeah,
it's November.
It.
If your voice isn't crackly, you're not experiencing the month.
I know. Everyone is saying the same thing, but, you know, I'm putting that Purell on my hands. I'm like, don't touch me.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Is it going to get
it's
it?
A great time to be an introvert.
Like,
put the Purell on. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. I'm just going to shut the door and just curl up with a blanket for the next four
months. It's the fist bump time of the year.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So much.
So, Well, that was awesome
yesterday. Yeah, that was really exciting. I mean, that was one of those economic development, events we were talking about early on, and it came about. Exciting for the Orange County Commissioners because we're going to let them use our one of our buildings downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 years, that building gets back on the tax roll. And that's something that we always desire. You want to have some space downtown and you want to have a building, but if we can get something back on the tax roll, all the better. So
yeah.
They're in the old Ale House now. There's about 80 people there. And then the additional 300 people will be coming on, little by little in that building. They're going to have to upfit that building a little bit. We're going to have to find place for the Skills Development Center, as well as Laurie Policelli and the Visitors Bureau. Both of those things, though, we're working on. So, within a year, we should have something exciting for everyone in, moving around,
Awesome.
Yeah.
County still needs to sign off on incentives, or has that been done already?
Yeah. We do. You know, we had, because it's our building and they're, originally they were going to buy the building, but now they're thinking they would like to keep it, their cash flow, pretty steady. So, but, taking that big chunk out right at the beginning is not what they want to do.
Okay.
So it's a lease to buy. And so we have to update the incentives and then we have to have the public hearing.
They know what the rents are like on Franklin Street.
Yeah,
right?
They do. It's pretty funny.
As long as they're aware.
Well, our building is not a Class A building
because
it's been around for a while. And, the actual cost is the land, it's not the building.
Mm-hmm.
When they get done upgrading it, it will be Class A office space. So, there's that little bit of give and take. But we're happy, we're really happy to bring the jobs in. That's what's most important. Over like a 10-year period, with Well coming on, we're looking at 1,200 to 1,500 jobs in 2019.
Yeah.
That's what we recreated.
Because that's between Well and ABB and
Medline.
Medline.
And we also know that Morinaga wants to expand.
Nice.
So we don't know how many more jobs that's going to bring. And then we had a company last night that, is going to sort of consolidate and bring their folks over from Durham here, a metal workshop, and that's 42 jobs. And they were like, we feel like, we're not. And I was like, no, 42 jobs in welding, I have to tell you, is amazing.
Yes.
Because people don't know how to weld anymore. And this is, this is one of these arts that Durham Tech is going to help, teach these kids how to weld. And then they will go to a job where they start at $20 an hour. I mean, that's something we're missing, that piece right now.
And yeah.
So,
and I know we always talk about, like, construction projects. The costs are increasing. Part of that is the labor shortage.
That's right.
Part of that is a shortage of welders. Like, this all, it's a win-win-win-win-win.
Yeah,
for
it all kind
around.
Of fits
yeah.
together. And, Durham Tech is playing an amazing role in all this
yes.
economic development.
Yeah.
And I know you have strong ties to Durham Tech, but it is really, Penny Gluck and Bill Ingram have been to every economic development announcement. They've been there all the way trying to figure out, okay, what kind of class do we need? How do we bring the kids in? Eventually we know that we're going to have to expand the Durham Tech, Orange County campus because, we can't keep creating all these programs without space.
Yep.
So, it's a give and take. You win, you got to spend money to win some more. And, that's what the commissioners are into right now.
So the company that you're talking about, the 42 jobs, is Piedmont Metalworks.
Right.
Is that a done deal? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Last night was the public hearing for that. And
awesome.
The CEO, as I was saying when I came in, his name is Richie Richmond. And of course I had to make fun of him because my name's Penny Rich. I can do that, right? I mean, when I have a name like I, and then he came up to the microphone and told us that his wife, his name was Penny. And I stopped there. I didn't know if she was Penny Richmond, but that's
That's pretty good. Yeah,
it's pretty good. You know,
when you know you've got a connection. Like there's already an Orange County connection.
Yeah.
Just make it happen.
You know, and it's kind of it was a really up evening anyway because we had the green team. All those kids came in, and you know you can't.
And that's from driving is exhausting.
Yeah. You can't help but smile when you have middle schoolers and high schoolers coming up and telling adults to turn the engine off.
Yeah.
Like what's up with that? You know.
And the more that they can do on that, the better. Because I taught at Durham Tech earlier this morning. It was a great conversation about Congress and how a bill becomes a law, which is great. Walk out of there. We talked about you'll love/hate this. The example I use is HB 406 on impact fees from a couple of years ago.
Thank you.
Great example
thank you
to use
reminding
because the
me.
Bill is like a sentence long. You for better or worse. I walked out of Durham Tech and there's like 8 cars idling between the building and my car.
And
like,
why? Because of picking someone up. I mean, I have no problem. I mean, I used to have to, at times I had to pick the kids up. We had piano lessons and that. But turn the car off.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's cold, go inside the building.
Or bring a wrap or something.
Right.
I mean, it's like, what, 7 minutes you're sitting there? How cold can it get? But, you know, these kids...
pretty cold, but still, go inside the building, right?
These kids are great, though. They really, I think they are, you know, they've been going on tour. They've been here. They've been to WRAL. But they're really spirited, and they know what they're talking about. They did their research. So we were just all smiles from that, and then we moved right into this, you know, this incentive. And so, it's fun when you start with an upbeat, and Mr. Richie Richmond was very, he took the joke well. It's bizarre.
Like, your parents name you Richard Richmond. Like, that's...
Why?
Yeah, like, because they made a point to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's cool.
Yeah.
People made fun of my name. I don't think there's anyone whose name hasn't been made fun
that's
of, so
true.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat together. So the incentives package for Piedmont is what? What is it exactly?
You know, it just follows along to... So they have to hit the... hit certain... benchmarks,
right.
And with their jobs, and they will get a certain amount of their taxes back. So when incentives come in, people have to understand the companies actually pay the taxes, and then we give the money back.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that you do that is because you want to make sure they hit their benchmarks, right? If they don't, then they don't get that money back. So it's based on a percentage, and I'm not remembering off the top of my head, but it's good enough for people to want to keep their business here. Are you like looking that percentage up? I'm like, I don't remember it.
Yeah. No, I'm
you know why
fiddling with this other thing.
There's been
here.
So many that, you know, I hate to say that, like, you know, being all snooty and everything, but there's been so many different iterations of all these incentives that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, the Orange County commissioners don't have standard incentives. Like Chapel Hill does. I think Durham does. We don't. We want to actually negotiate. We want to see what people need.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve keeps us on our toes all the time and brings us, you know, and then with Well, we had to come back and renegotiate, which was just fine, you know, but we don't like want to put our cards on the table and say that's it. So they do change a lot, and that's why I don't have it in my head. But
I think it's a long-term investment, and I think the number for Well was, what was it, like a $3.5 million incentive from the state, but then over the course of the next 10 years, they'll be paying $8 million in taxes.
That's right.
So the state's basically going to double its investment if everything works out.
And you got to remember, most of this is only for the first 5 years of existence. Right? And people are like, are you giving them forever? I mean, the same thing with Wegmans. It's the first 5 years. And it also helps companies like Well. Well is a brand new company. It helps them get on their feet, you know, gets them going. We're really excited. I mean, I think having that foot traffic downtown is going to be good for the restaurants and the hotels.
Oh, God. It's like, I didn't even think about that yesterday, but like there's 400 people that are going to be working there. They're going to be going to the coffee shops, the restaurants.
Yep.
Head
lunch
over
is
to local
be...
506 afterwards.
Yeah. And we're going to have to struggle to get into those restaurants at lunchtime.
We kind of already do sometimes.
We kind of do. Yeah. It's a good thing. And think about like Thursday and Friday night happy hour.
Oh, man.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Gary Crunkleton is smiling from cheek to cheek.
Oh, he's doing that anyway.
He does, yeah.
I don't know why, but he's got a reason. We're speaking with Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. We talked about this a little bit last week, but you also talked last night about the Link Center and the renovations there. What do we need to know?
I felt so bad for our manager. She inherited this mess. You know, this building's 1992. I mean, it's not that old. What we learned last night, though, that the engineering and the design of the building was flawed from the very beginning. And so it allowed water to get in. And most buildings that are brick, which I learned last night, do let water in, but then there's a way to let the water back out. This building was not designed to let that water back out, so it was all puddling.
Wow.
It's fascinating to me. You know, you learn something new all the time.
How does the water get into a brick building?
It goes into what looks like, you know, through the concrete. It gets in there. But these flashings are within the walls, you know, steer the water back out.
Okay.
Those flashings weren't consistent. So they were here and there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the water was going into the flashings and then going into the bottom.
And then just like, yeah.
So there's also another big problem, which we didn't realize. That piece of land is not a great piece of land to build on, right? So there's a stream right behind it that is a tributary, and it is... So the water is going up against the building, mm-hmm. wanting to get to that stream, but the building's blocking it. And so it's going through the building, which is it's not good. The grading is awful there. And, you know, we know we've had this problem with the Board of Election building as well for years. I mean, there's sandbags around that building. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've got the challenge that it's downtown Hillsborough. So we have to abide by those rules and, you know, what...
And this is like historic district
historic
rules, right?
Historic district. Yeah. What can we do? Can we,
a historic 27-year-old building.
Horrible. I mean, this is just so bad. So everybody's moving. There, we learned last night there's 30 people that are out already. 30 people additional are moving. Mm-hmm. They are kind of scattered. Most of the folks are going to be housed in the Wooded Building. So thank goodness we decided a long time ago to redo that building.
Right.
So they're going to be... It's a two-year process. And you know what's going to happen? We could decide to... take brick by brick off of this building, save all the bricks, and rebuild the building with the correct, you know, flashing in there. Or we can build a new building,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, do the grading, make sure the water is getting to the stream the way it's supposed to. It's about a $300,000 difference. So we're talking about $8.1 million versus $8.4
million. Okay.
It's still $8 million. Yes, I understand. It's a lot of money. You know, but we're past the statute of limitations, and we can't go back to the original designer or original builder, which is really unfortunate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we're up against, and we'll see. We'll see what's, you know, what everybody, we asked for more information. I think the architect last night did a thorough job. I mean, she was spot on helping us with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're in this unfortunate situation. So if you kind of look for staff, I think it's best to try and call them first so you know where they're going. Because
right.
not everybody is in the Wooded Building. There are people all over. So, you know, if you need to go to the law, you know, the attorney's office or the county commissioners, you know, I don't even know where office is going to move to. I got to ask about that.
Yeah. You have an office. That's
we
good.
We do have an office that we
My
all share.
My office is Cafe Carolina. You should just go on over there.
Well, maybe I'll just come there.
You could. It's a great place.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go. That
you could be one of the regulars. Speaking with Penny Ridge, other things going on in Orange County people ought to know about?
You know, we have that recount tomorrow for Chapel Hill
tomorrow.
Town Council.
Yeah.
And that is a county function. I know, even though it's a town election, that starts at 9 o'clock at the BOE. And we've got, a couple of years ago, we bought this big honking machine for recounts, right?
Yeah.
And we hadn't had the opportunity to use it now. It's gone through a test run. I spoke with the BOE, and, you know, they think it's up and running and it's going to be fine. They will actually manually put the ballots in. The machine will count them. The machine will be sort of roped off. People will not be able to get near the machine. However, if you want to come up and watch, you can. I'm told that the process could take anywhere between 5 and 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be a long time to kind of hang out there. But I'm going to stop in the morning just because I want to make sure that machine is working well. And, you know, everybody's kind of a little bit on edge because we haven't had to use the machine yet. But it looks like it's going to be just
fine.
Figure
it out. Yeah. Awesome. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, as always, thank you so much.
Awesome.